This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم audience welcome to another segment of the best and the worst where we take a quote of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the best action or the best amal or the best person or vice versa, the worst action, the worst person, and so forth. Today, I want to share with you a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a sahih hadith that we find in Musnad Ahmad, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is talking about the income that a person has. And he says that the best income or the best earning is that earning in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put barakah in it. And also he says, and that income which comes as a result of a person's hard work. So let's go into this hadith and let's try to understand this. First of all is, brothers and sisters, there is so many parts of the Quran, there are so many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that highlight the importance of having a halal rizq, a halal source of sustenance. And subhanAllah, we also find in the Quran, consequences regarding those people who cheat each other, especially when it comes to money and so forth. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the best income is that in which Allah has put barakah in it, the question that many people ask is that how can we determine if Allah has put barakah in it or not? And therefore, we go to another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he says, "Al-bayyan bil khiyari ma lam yatafarraqa." That both the person who is the buyer and the seller, both people involved in the transaction, the matter is in their hands as long as they do not depart from one another. And the Prophet alaihi wasallam says that if they speak the truth, if this transaction is based on trustworthy and honesty, then Allah will put barakah in that sale. Allah will put barakah in that transaction. But if that transaction is based on lies, if it is based on fraud, if it is based on cheating one another, and things are hidden in that sale or in that transaction, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that Allah, he takes away, he snatches the barakah out of that sale. So this is why it is extremely important that number one, first of all, is may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give an income to all those who don't have an income. Because of this current pandemic situation, many people have lost their jobs. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that anyone who has lost their jobs, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replace it with something even better, something that is more happier for them in their family, and something that will benefit them in this dunya and the akhirah, ameen rabbil alameen. The second thing I want to quickly mention is the importance of halal rizq and halal sustenance. Today, subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, we scan the Muslim community, the Muslim world, and today, subhanAllah, we find so many people who are either victims of someone else's cheating, someone else's fraud, someone else's bad business, and today, subhanAllah, we find this across the world. Brothers and sisters, we have to understand that the Quran talks about people who cheat in business, people who commit fraud in business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, when he talks about those people who were cheating in their business, he says, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Have they forgotten that that day will come, that they will have to stand before Allah on the day of judgment? Allah knows everything. Today in this dunya, a person can cheat and lie and steal, and they can still get away with it. But wallahi, brothers and sisters, no one will get away with it in the hereafter. Allah knows everything about all of us, about us and what we do and how we do things. Therefore, it is absolutely important that we always make sure that we have a halal rizq and halal sustenance. Please do not cheat with anyone. Do not steal from anyone. Do not commit fraud against anyone. Today we may get away. Wallahi, we will not get away in the hereafter. And if you are a victim of someone else's, then this is on you. You can either forgive them or don't forgive them. But remember that inshallah, thumma inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His justice will prevail. It may be in this dunya, it may be in the akhirah, but remember, if you are truly the victim, and you know that you have not done anything wrong, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on your side. Also, we find that today, subhanAllah, you know how many times many of us are so particular about like halal meat, zabiha meat, is it zabiha, is it not zabiha, hand slaughtered and so forth. That's fine, though that's a different discussion. But today we find a world that today people have no problems of cheating with one another, stealing from one another, but they are so particular about zabiha, non-zabiha meat and so forth. Brothers and sisters, our deen is a complete deen. You cannot just take one aspect of deen and leave the other aspect of deen. So this is something that's extremely important that we do from now on. Last thing I want to quickly mention. We all know that having a halal source of income is extremely important. And by the way, I do want to mention one more thing. If you are involved in a haram business, if you have a true heart, a heart that you truly want to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to get out of what you are in, you have to make dua to Allah, make a sincere dua to Allah, and I can guarantee you, if your heart is clean, your heart is in the right place, and you have sincerity, Allah will help you to get out of that. And Allah will replace it with something even better, but you have to have the right intention. The last thing I will say, the Prophet ﷺ, what did he say in that hadith? Also, the best income is that which comes from your hard work, or your hard work. Brothers and sisters, what we find in many other hadith also, the beauty and the barakah that Allah puts in the income that comes from hard labor and hard work. There is nothing wrong. Even if you have a job that you may not be so proud of, but if it is halal, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say alhamdulillah and do not ever be worried about what people are going to say about you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran about Dawood alayhi salam, وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. Allah says that when he would take metal in his hands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it soft. And Allah made steel soft in the hands of Dawood alayhi salam. Allah is talking about Dawood alayhi salam and working with metal and working with copper and iron and so forth. You know, subhanAllah, today, think about this. If there's a person who's a blacksmith, and that's all that they do, and that's their primary source of income, how many times they will be shy, and they will not feel comfortable in telling other people that this is my source of income? On the other hand, our doctor sahab, we find that this doctor sahab, this engineer sahab, they are so proud. I'm an engineer, I'm a doctor, this is where my income comes from. But the blacksmith or someone who may do a job like a person who's a taxi driver or a Lyft driver or Uber driver, sometimes they feel very uncomfortable in expressing that this is what their job is. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Dawood alayhi salam and this is what he has done for him, brothers and sisters, if it is halal income, that's all that you should be worried about, and you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may be a taxi driver, fine, no problem. You may be an Uber driver, fine, no problem. You can even have a low quality job, but if it is halal, and if it's a halal source of income, and you're working hard, and you're not cheating with anyone, you're not stealing from anyone, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have no fear in expressing that this is what you do, and Allah has given you a halal source of income. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us ability to do what is right in all of our matters. May Allah guide us in all of our matters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never put us in a situation where we have to ask someone else, beg from someone else. May Allah give us always the ability to have a halal source of income, a halal source of sustenance. We ask Allah that whatever we put in our mouth, it comes from a halal source, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Inna al-muslimina wal-muslimati wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minina.
Amin Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inna al-muslimina wal-muslimati wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minati wal-qanitina wal-qanitati wal-sadiqina wal-sadiqati wal-sabirina wal-sabirati wal-khashi'ina wal-khashi'at والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.